You're holding daf mem dalet amar alef. You're in the middle. That's right in the middle. Tanan hosam. We learned over there Gemara and Kalayim. Tanan hosam. Porshin mi beinu ulam ulam mizbeach. You have to go away. Nobody could be there in between the ulam and the mizbeach hachitzer, in the outside mizbeach. That's 22 amis. Between where the ulam ends, you know, the way it goes in the base of Midrash is first inside you have the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then outside you have the Heichel, that's like the Kodesh, then you have the ulam, then outside the ulam, that's where the Azara starts. So the first 22 amas outside the ulam, that's between where the Mizbeach is and the ulam. So now you have to, nobody can be the reader. Portion of the mitzvah Prisham, Midrabonon, you have to go away, Mibein ulam al-Mizbeach, Bishas HaKtorah, at the time when they bring the Keteris. When they bring the Keteris, nobody is allowed to be in between the ulam and the mizbeach. So there the Mishnah Stam says, by the keteris. Now what does the keteris mean? So Omer Reb Elezer, lo yishonuela b'shas ha-keteris dehechel. It only means at the time when they bring in the keteris, that went only in the hechel. The hechel, that's the kodesh, that's where the mizbeach ha-pnim was, the inside mizbeach. Now every single day of the year, they used to bring twice a day the keteris. Once in the morning, and once Ben Harbayim, like by the Talmud Shabbat Harbayim, used to bring the Keteris. So that was called the Keteris that was done in the Heichel. That was done in the Kodesh and the Mizbeach HaPnim. So when the Kohen went to bring the Keteris in the Heichel, then there was a mitzvah prisha, nobody's allowed to be even outside the Ulam, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. Avo b'shas ha-ketorot lefnai lefnim, but Rebbe Elezer says the Chiddush, but on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol did the Keteris lefnai lefnim, he brought the Keteris inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, at that time, then meheichol parshi. Then like the Torah says, kol adam lo yiyah b'yoyimoyed, nobody's allowed to be in the yoyimoyed we had before, that means nobody can be in the heichol. So there's a mitzvah to go out of the heichol. Aba mibeinu ulam ulam mizbeach le parshi. But you do not have to go out, go away, between the ulam and the mizbeach. Okay, so from outside the ulam, as soon as the azara starts, you're allowed to be there. On Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol goes lefnai lefnim inside to bring the Keteris, you are allowed to be outside the Yoyomoyed. Outside the Ulam, you're allowed to be. That's what the Blazer says in Chiddush. And Rashi explains it, because when you're only in the Heichol, then we want you to be far outside. So you have to even go away between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. Ma'ashenken on Yom Kippur, when you go lefnai lefnim, since anyway you roll away inside, then it's enough to leave it on the right of the kalokal, that you still have to be outside the heichel, but outside the heichel, outside the ulam, you are allowed to be. That's Rabbi Lezer's Chiddush. For the Gemara Kasha, Mostir Rav Ada Barava. So Rav Ada Barava asked the Kasha to Rabbi Lezer. Like, how could you say that the regular keteris that you brought inside the heichel, that's the only time you have to go away between the mizbeach and ulam? But the special keteris you brought on Yom Kippur, then there's no mitzvah priest, you don't have to go away, like the kohanim are allowed to be between the mizbeach and the ulam. Is that true? So Moser Rav Ada Barava, the Yarmulon, and some say kedi, that kedi means somebody else said it. That Rabbi Yossi said like this, Kishem sheporshu mebein ulam, ulam mizbeach, b'shas haktarom, the same way at the time when you bring the keteris, that we have this mitzvah, nobody's allowed to be between the ulam and the mizbeach, is kach porshin b'shas matin par koin Mashiach. The same way, when they bring the zrikas adam of certain porim, certain chatoyis, it's called the chatas apnim, that the zrikas of the dam of this chatas goes inside the heichel, and on the preichas you have to make the zrikas adam. So when they do the avoid of this zrika inside the heichel, inside the kodesh, also nobody's allowed to be between the ulam and the mizbeach. So kach porshin b'shas matin par koin Mashiach. When the Kohen Gadol did a chet that he passed him was mutter, and then later came out he made a mistake, the Lord really has to bring a special chatis, which is called the chatis ha-panim. So b'shas they make the zrikas adam in the panim, nobody's allowed to be outside, even between the mizbeach and the ulam. Who adinu par helem davar shel tzibur? If those tzibur, whole Klai Yisrael did a chet, that somebody passed him that it was mutter, and then they found that they did a mistake, they also had to bring a special chatis. That's also the zrikas adam was done in panim. Inside the Heichel, it's called the Chatas HaPnim, and B'shas they made the Zrikas Adam in the Pnim, in the Heichel, on the Preichis, nobody's allowed to be outside, even between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Usirei Avodus Kechavim. The same thing of the Tzibur, did a Chet, they did Avodus Zara B'shoigig, and later they realized they did a mistake, so they have to bring a special Korban, Usirei Avodus Kechavim. Also, it's called the Sira Pnim, that the Zrikas Adam was done inside the Heichel. Now here, when you do this Zrikas Adam in the Heichel, nobody's allowed to be outside between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Now, the Braisa goes on to say like this, Like, what's the difference between the Kedusha of the Mitzvah Prisha? We said you have to go away. You're not allowed to be in these places at certain times. What's the difference between not being in the Hechel itself, between not being between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? Like, when do we have halacha that you have to go away from even between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? That's what we just said, these 22 Amis. And when do we say you only have to be outside the Hechel? But outside the Hechel, you're allowed to be. Elo, the clause is like this. Shebe Hechel, you know when you're not allowed to be in the Hechel, Porshin bein b'shas haktorah, ubein shle b'shas haktorah. You're not allowed to be inside the Hechel when you're doing an avoid of the Keteris, or else even when you're not doing the Keteris. So Rash explains, what do you mean, bein shle b'shas haktorah? That means b'shas matin domin. When you're not bringing the Keteris itself, you only bring in the matan dam, the zrikas adam, like we just, not the price just got finished saying. Bishash, you make the zrikas adam of the achatis apnim, also you're not allowed to be inside the hechel. That's the kedushas of the hechel, you're not allowed to be there, bishas haktorah and shle bishas haktorah. Or mibein ulam ul mizbeach, but the second distance, like to stay away even outside the ulam, in the beginning of the azara, between the mizbeach and the ulam, those first 22 amis, then we say, ain't portion. It's only a mitzvah to stay away from there. Ela b'shas haktorah. Only b'shas, you're making the k'toris itself. So the diik is, b'shas haktorah though, mil porshi. But I call upon b'shas, you are bringing the k'toris, then you have to go away even between the ulam and the mizbeach. Those 22 amas outside the ulam, the first 22 amas of the azara, you have to stay away from there. Nobody can go there. B'shas, you're bringing the k'toris. Now, since the Brice the Stam says b'shas haktorah, my love, the kasher is b'shas haktorah the lefnai lefnim. It's mashma any keteris, even the special keteris that the kohen gadol brings on Yom Kippur. That the din is that he goes lefnai lefnim in the kodesh hakadoshim. Also, nobody is allowed to be outside. Not only in the hekel can't you be, but you can't even be in those first 22 amos of the azarim between the mizbeach and the ulam. So the chur you see not like Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer just got finished saying that when you go lefnai and lefnim on Yom Kippur, you only have to stay away from the Hechel. But outside the Ulam, between the Mizbech and the Ulam, you are allowed to be. And here the Brisa says, Tam, Masham B'Shas HaKtorah, any Keteris, you're not allowed to be between the Ulam and the Mizbech. So Gemara answers, no, that's not the Peshat, that's not the Diyak here, Loi. I tell you, B'Shas HaKtorah, the Hechel. We're only talking about the Keteris, you bring the regular Keteris that was brought every day. That there was brought on the Mizbech HaPnim, inside the Hechel. When you're doing the avoid inside the Hechel, like Rashi said, since you're very near the outside Ulam, then there's a chok, you even have to stay away further between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. But then, Echnami, maybe on Yom Kippur, when he goes to fly and lefnim, like Rebbe Lezer says, then you only have to stay away from the Hechel, but outside Ulam, you are allowed to be. Exactly between the Ulam and the Hechel, that we'll soon see in the Gemara. That's what my chok is. Is the Ulam itself has the same halacha like the Hechel, or it doesn't have the same halacha like the Hechel? Because so far, we only say this difference between the Hechel and the Ulam, and then outside the Ulam, those first 22 Amis. What about the Ulam itself? That will soon see in the Gemara what the loch of the Ulam itself is. The call upon this is the Gemara's Teretz. The B'Shas HaKtorah just means HaKtorah the Hechel. When you bring the Keteris in the Hechel, in the Pnim, on the Mizbeach HaPnim, that's when you can't be outside even between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. But on Yom Kippur, you could be there, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, when you go Lefnai Lefnim. For the Gemara, if that's so, Hamai Maila V'Sulai, why do you say this is the only difference in the Kedusha and nothing else? I'll bring you another difference. Ha'ika, you have this difference. Ha'ika Ha'Maila, this type of a difference. So what? Dilu Mehechol, not that nobody can be inside the Hechol, Porshi, you have to go outside the Hechol, Bein B'Shas HaKtorah Didei, Bein B'Shas HaKtorah Lefnai Lefnim. Hey, it's the Hechel itself, Pshita, you're not allowed to be, that the Torah says in this week's Pasha, that Kol Adam Lo Yiyah B'Yoyim Moed, you're not allowed to be inside the Yoyim Moed, when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur goes to Fnai Lefnim, nobody's allowed to be in the Hechel. So in the Hechel, you're not allowed to be both, when they bring the regular Torah in the Hechel itself, and who Adin on Yom Kippur, when it goes to Fnai Lefnim, also you're not allowed to be in the Hechel. That's the Kedusha of the Hechel, you're never allowed to be there. Whether you're doing the Keteris in itself, in the Hechel, or whether you're doing the Keteris of Nailaf Nim. The Elo, but, Mi ben ulam ulam isbeach mashenkin outside ulam. Those first 22 amis of the Azara, loy parshi, when do you have to go away from them? Ela bishas haktara the hechol. Only when you bring the k'teris, the regular k'teris of everyday's k'teris. It was born in the Heichel, in the Kodesh, in the Mizbeach HaPnim. That's when you're saying, according to Rabbi Lezer, you can't be between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. So why didn't it say this difference? That the Heichel, you can't be there even though it's a Keteris of Lefnai Lefnim. Mashenki between Ulam and the Mizbeach, you only can't be there b'shas the Keteris of the Heichel. So Mursa Zerech Nami, that's what the Brice means to say. Hoketoni, this is what the Brice means to say. The Brice says, Hoketoni, Ela, in other words, don't go into talking about the Matan Domim, the way Rashi explained before. Tav Minuas Shlei B'Shas HaKtorah means the Matan Domim. What do you have to talk about the Matan Domim? Talk about the Keteris itself. By the Keteris itself, there's a difference. That the Keteris of the Heichel and the Keteris of Lefnai and Lefnim, you have to stay away from the Heichel. Mashenki ben Ulul Mizbeach, you only go away from the Keteris of the Heichel. So what do you have to talk about the Matan Domim for? Talk about only the Keteris itself. So Gemara says, that's what the Braisa means to say. Hoketoni, this is what the Braisa means to say. Ela shebe Heichel, Porshin bein b'shas haktoro bein shlei b'shas haktoro. That by the Heichel you have to go away whether you're doing the Keteris of the Heichel or the Keteris of Lefnai Lefnim. You're not allowed to be in the Heichel. But what about those 22 Amis outside the Ulam, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, and Pershim, then the mitzvah to stay away, only Ela Bishas Haktorah, only Bishas Haktorah of the Heichel do you have to stay away from it. Mashenke Bishas Dikteris of Lefnai and Lefnim, you don't have to stay away from it. So it's good like Reb Lezer, and that's what the Brice means to say. There is still another Milo. Why don't we talk about the Zerikas Adam also? What are you only talking about the Keteris for? There's a difference between the Zerikas Adam also, like this. Dilo mehechol, I tell you, not allowed to be inside the Heichel itself. Partially, you have to stay away. Bein b'kedusha didei, or bein b'kedusha lefnai lefnim. Like Rashi's b'kedusha means matan domin. Whether you make the Zerikas Adam of Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol goes lefnai lefnim, or whether you make the Zerikas Adam, like the Brice before said, by those special chatois, that the chates apnim, that the Zerikas Adam was done in the Kodesh, on the Pareches, you have to stay away from the Heichel. Nobody's allowed to be in the Heichel. But outside the Heichel, outside the Ulam, the first 22 Amis of the Azara between the Mizbeach Achitza and the outside Mizbeach and the Ulam, Loi Parshi, there's only a mitzvah to be Parish, Ela B'Kedusha the Heichel. Only like the Brice says, when you do the Zerikas Adam of those Purim that are done in the Heichel, that's when you have to stay away between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. But when you do the Zerikas Adam of Lefnai and Lefnim on Yom Kippur, you don't have to stay away. That has the same halacha like the Keteris. So the question is, like, why does the Braisa only say the difference by the Keteris? You have the exact same difference between the Zerikas Adam. So when you do the Zerikas Adam, Lefnai and Lefnim on Yom Kippur, you only have to go away from the Heichel, and not Mibein Ulam Mulam Mizbeach. But when you do the Zerikas Adam of the other Chatois Hapnim that's brought in the Heichel, there we say you have to stay away both from the Heichel and from the Ulam and the Mizbeach. So why didn't they say that difference also? So the Gemara says, Omar Rova, Shein Prisha Chasi. It's not true. It's like one Prisha. Like Rashi says, Kula Choda Maili. It's one Maila. That when you do the Avoidis of the Heichel, you have to stay away from the Heichel and from Ulam and Mizbeach. Whether it's the Keteris of the Heichel or whether it's the Zerikas Adam done in the Heichel. Mashenki and the Avoidis that are done Lefnai and Lefnim on Yom Kippur, whether it's the Keteris or whether it's the other Zerikas Adam that are done with the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then the mitzvah is only like it says in the Torah. Kol Adam can't go into the Ayam Oyed. Only the Heichel you can't go into. Mashenki and outside the Heichel, there you are allowed to be. So therefore, there's no stira to Rebbe Lezer, everything comes out good. Most like this, Omamar, before we learned, Kach Porshim B'Shas Maten Par Kohen Mashiach O Par Helam Davashot Tzibur O Siri Avodis Kechovim. That what that's a Chiddush, that these Chatois are called Chatois HaPnim, that the Zerikas Adam is done inside the Kodesh, is done on the Mizbeach HaPnim and on the Preches, that when you do this Avodah, nobody's allowed to be in the Heichel, and who are in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach also you have to go away. For the Gemara Minolon, how do we know that such a Mitzvah is Prisha? That the Torah only says in this week's Pasha that by Yom Kippur it says Kol Adam Lo Yiyah B'Yoyim Oyed. Nobody's allowed to be in the Yoyim Oyed. It's only B'Shas the Avoid of Yom Kippur. How do we know even B'Shas the Avoid here by these Chatoyis that are brought Lepnim? So Gemara says, Omer Rav Pedos, Asya kapora kaporum yom kippurim. Enoch nami. It doesn't say it in its own parasha, but we learn it out of Gzeirah Shavah from the word kapora. It says the word kapora by the avodas yom kippurim, and there the Torah says nobody can be inside the heichal. And who then it says the word kapora by these avodas, the power of the panim, also means it's a mitzvah prisha. That midirai stop koponim, you can't be inside the heichal. But midirabonim, the other rabbonim made Gzeirah. Since the avodah is done inside the heichal, we don't even want you to be right outside the heichal. We don't even want you to be between the ulam and the mizbeach. Also, midrabbanan, today you should not decide to come inside. Moses Omar Rav Acho Bar Ava Shema Mino. From this brayt b'chur tzaraya that milos diraisa, that these milos are all diraisa dik halachis, and v'hoch gemiru lahu. This is the way we learned midiraisa halach l'moshe mitzinai. So Rashi brings down, it means it's a Mishnah in Kalim. Now the Mishnah there says there are different milos about the Beis HaMikdash, and each one has different Kedusha, one from the other. It starts out that the Har HaBayis, that's the whole Mokom, is more Kaddish than Yerushalayim, and then the Chayil, that's the inside of the Beis Har HaBayis, has more Kedusha, and then Ezra's Noshim, Ezra's Yisrael, Ezra's Kahanim, Ben Ulam Mizbeach, each one of them has more milos. The Gemara is saying that, I'll tell you, each one of those milos are the Yeraisa. Then everything comes out good. Because there was a milo between the Ulam and the Mizbeach had a special milo to it. Those last 22 Amis of the Azorah, as after the Mizbeach until you come to the Ulam, has a special milo to it. So if you tell me it's the Raisa, then I understand. Why here? The Rabbonin said what? That with the Raisa, you're not allowed to be inside the Heichel. And certain times the Rabbonin said, not only in the Heichel can't you be, but even outside the Heichel, even between the Mizbeach and the Ulam also you can't be. Now the question is, why did the Rabbanan only say you can't be in those 22 Amis between the Mizbeach and the Ulam? Like if it's only mid Rabbanan, why didn't they make Gzeirah not to be in the whole Azor itself? See, if you're going to tell me now that mid Yeraisam, it has a special Kedusha between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, so it's good why the Rabbanan picked on that Mila that we already have. But like the Gemara says, this Sagadat the Rabbanan, but if you're going to tell me now that Mishnah Kalim is only a Rabbanan de Kalachis, but midiraisa, so ho azora has one big kedusha, the same kedusha. So then, ma'ishino ben ulam l'mizbeach. Why did the rabbanon say here, when you do the avodas in the heichal, you have to even go away outside ulam between those 22 amis between the ulam and the mizbeach? Why, dilma mikri v'yayli? We're afraid maybe by mistake you come into the heichal. So the rabbanon made hachoka stay away from those 22 amis. Here the question is, why only those 22 amis? Mikula Yazara Namin Nifrishu. Why didn't Rabbanan say you have to stay away from the whole Azara? No Azara should have been a din, you have to stay away. Why only those 22 Amis? Is Mishlaim, if Midi Raisin is a mile in those 22 Amis, then only those 22 Amis you can't be. But if you tell me now the Mishnah Kalim is only Midi Rabbanan, and Midi Raisin there's no difference, so why did Rabbanan only say those 22 Amis? Why not the whole Azara? So my answer is Poshit. The kasha was again. Mkuli azor namin nifreshu dilmi mikra v'yarli ben ulam and tomorrow ben ulam ulam mizbeach kivon dle mafstik midi le mikra milsa. The Teretz says the reason why their bond only made achoka between the mizbeach and ulam because those 22 amis there's nothing there to remind you not to go inside. Mashenke and the rest of the azorah, kivon diko mizbeach achitzin. Since you have the outside mizbeach to remind you, the mastic, it divides up, minkra milsa. That's the reminder to teach you, you can't go further into the heichel. So once we ask you not to go those 22 amis between the ulam and the mizbeach, more than that, we don't have to ask you. Because the rest of the azorah, there's a big hecker. You'll know there's a difference there. The mizbeach is there. You're not allowed to go further inside past the mizbeach. Omar Rav, so Rav said like this, Shema Mina from the whole din we just had now, that Kedushas Ulam, Fehechol Chodem Milsi. And this really is a machlokes. In the Beis HaMikdash, we know there was the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then we had the Hechol, and then outside the Hechol was another room called the Ulam. So the question is, what type of a Kedusha does the Ulam have? Does the Ulam have the same type of a Kedusha as the Hechol? It's also called the Yoyim Moed. Or no, is the Ulam not considered the Yoyim Moed? The Hechol is called the Kodesh. The Ulam is outside the Hechel. So I bring you right from our Hosugi Hilachuram that the Ulam has the same halacha like the Hechel. It's Chodem Milsi. The Salkadayat Echstei Kedushas Nenu, because if you want to tell me now the Ulam and the Hechel is considered two different Kedushas, they have two different halachas, or Bezoi Ulam Gufo Gzeira. So So Midi Raisa, the Torah says that when the Kohen does the Avodah on Yom Kippur, goes to fly on the Fnim, the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, Kol Adam Lo Yiyah B'Yoyim Moed. You're not allowed to be in the Yoyim Moed when the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah to fly on the Fnim. Now the Yoyim Moed means the Heichel. So if you're going to tell me now that Yoyim Moed only means the Heichel, not the Ulam, so Midi Raisa, you're just not allowed to be inside the Heichel, that's all. So now, the Ulam not to be is only Midi Rabbonin. So if you can tell me now what Ulam Gufa Gzeirah, so there's a shver. Why do we ask them not even to go outside Ulam? Between the Mizbech and Ulam, also it's Asar. That's like a Gzeirah L'Gzeirah. It would have been enough Midirabbanan just to say it can't go into the Ulam. If Midiraisa the Ulam is not part of the Heichel. Midiraisa the Ulam is considered like outside the Heichel. So Midiraisa the Ulam you are allowed to go into. So it would have been enough for the Rabbanan just to say don't go inside the Ulam when the Kohen Gadol is doing the Avod Lefnai Lefnim. Why do we have to make Gzeirah even outside Ulam? So one way to learn is that the Ulam is Midiraisa also. That the Ulam and the Heichel has one Kedusha to it. Therefore Midiraisa you're not allowed to be in the Ulam either. Therefore it's good why the Rabbanan made Gzeirah even outside the Ulam. Those first 22 Amis between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to be. So more it says low, maybe there's no Raya. I'll tell you Ulam, Ubein Ulam and the Mizbeach, Chod Kedusha. I'll tell you maybe that we like Heichel and Ulam, Shtei Kedushas. The Heichel and the Ulam really are two different Kedushas. Oyom Moyet Taka only means, Oyom Moyet means only the Heichel. That's Midi Raisa. Midi Rabbanan, you're not allowed to be in the Ulam. Now the question is, why did the Rabbanan have to say don't even be in the next 22 Amis? Outside Ulam, the Teretz says, because that has one Kedusha with the Rabbanan. The Ulam, is this room here, the Ulam, and right outside these 22 Amis have the exact same Kedusha. So when the Rabbanan said, don't go into the Ulam, the Rabbanan meant also, don't go into those 22 Amis. So it could be it's not right. It could be the Heichel is only the Oil Merl Mediraisa, only the Heichel. And the Ulam has the same Malacha like the next 22 Amis outside. That's why the Rabbanan made Gzeirah on these 22 Amis also. Right. Then the Mishnah said, "Bechol yom hayichote misho kesef." The Mishnah said, every single day of the year, twice a day they brought the keteris, once in the morning and once bein habayim. Now, when they brought the keteris every day, they used to have to take a shovel full of the coals from the outside mizbeach and bring it to the mizbeach afnim, the inside mizbeach. Now, what type of a shovel did they use to take the coals out? So the Mishnah says they used to use a silver shovel to get the coals out of the mizbeach, and then they would pour from the silver shovel into a golden shovel. For the Gemara, my timer, like why didn't they use directly a golden shovel? Why did they first use a silver shovel? And the Gemara, Torah chosam amay nishol Yisrael. The Torah chas, the Torah has rachmonos, like wants to save us money. Doesn't want us to waste our money. So if we're going to have to use a golden shovel to shovel out the coals off the mizbeach, it'll get ruined very fast, the gold. And we don't want to have to keep on changing to get new golden shovels. Therefore, the Torah had rachmonos on us to say, it's enough just to use a silver shovel, take the coals out with the silver shovel, and then later turn it over to the golden, pour it into the golden shovel. For Hayoi, Masheka, and Yom Kippur itself, Lacha was Choyte B'Shal Zov. And Yom Kippur used to take a golden shovel and take the coals off the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, Uboho Yomachnis. And with the same shovel, he would carry it directly to bring it inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. For the Gemara, my timer, why in Yom Kippur did he only use one shovel? Why didn't he switch around to two shovels? Teretiz Mishum Chush the Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol was very weak on Yom Kippur. He was fasting. So we wanted to make it as easy as possible for the Kohen Gadol. So therefore we didn't make him change shovels. We let him use the same golden shovel that he'll use later to bring in. We let him use that golden shovel right now to take out the coals with. From the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. Every day, every year, every day of the year, they used to use a bigger shovel that holds the measurements of 4 kavs of coals, and then they would pour it into a golden shovel that only held 3 kavin. So 1 kav of coals, like overflow, went onto the floor. Tanya, well, like this in the Braisa. Nispazru loy kav b'cholim. 1 kav of cholim overflowed and went on the floor. And mechabdin liyama, they would clean it off with the Yama, that was a stream of water that went through the Beis HaMikdash, that stream of water, like, would clean off this kav of Gecholim that fell on the floor. Tona Chod, we learned in one Braisa kav, that one kav overflow. The Tanidach, another Braisa, says kabayim, that no, 2 kavs overflowed. So Vishleim, Hachtuk, Toni kav, Vishleim, the Braisa says only 1 kav overflowed, it's very good. Rabbonin, goes according to Rabbonin, that says what? They used to use a 4-carb shovel, like 4 pounds to take it off, and then pour it into a 3-pound shovel. So 1 pound would overflow, that's very good. Elach, the Tony Kabayim, Minola, Mani. But the one that says 2 overflowed, who's it go like? Loi Rabbonin, doesn't go like the Rabbonin, because Rabbonin said it was 4 to 3, so only 1 overflowed. For Loi Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi said it was 6 to 3, so it was like 3 overflowed. So how do you have it only 2 overflowed? So it's Gemara Amar Rav Chizda Tayyu Enechnami. It's Rabbi Yishmael Benoi Shur Rabbi Yechon Amruki, goes according to. The Tanya we learned like this. Rabbi Yishmael Benoi Shur Rabbi Yechon Amruki Oimer. Bishol Kabayim Hoye Machnes. Mitchila, Machnes means he used to take into the Heichol only the shovel that had 2 calves of coals in it. So him it's very good. They used to use the silver shovel to take the coals off the Vechachisoin, held 4 calves. And then used to pour it off into the next shovel that only held 2 calves. So how many fell off? 2 calves fell off. So this Bryce that says that 2 calves of coals fell to the floor, goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, that held that they used to take it with 4, the silver shovel was 4 kavin, take off the coals off the Zechachitzin, and then they would pour it into the golden shovel that only held 2 calves. So therefore 2 fell off. Rav Ashi says no. Afilu Tamer Rav Yosi. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes, this price goes according to Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi says they used to use 6 calves. They used to shovel it up with 6 calves and pour it into another calf that had held only 3. So according to the Kasher is 3 should overflow. Why only 2? V'chikom. This is what the price means to say. B'chol yoyim or yechayte b'shel sod medboris. They used to use, after they used the silver shovel that held 6 kavin, it was 6 kavin of medboris. That was like a smaller measurement. And used to pour it into a golden shovel, which held 3 kavin, but it was 3 kavin Yerushalmis. When they came into Yerushalayim, the meat has got a little bit bigger. So therefore, it was like held 4 kavin of midbaris. So therefore, how much fell off? Only 2 kavin fell off. Now that's the pshat. It was taka 3 to 6, it took 6 to start off with. But when they poured onto the 3, those 3 kavim were bigger kavim than the original 6 they took. So Mela, 4 of those kavim fit into this next shovel, and only 2 overflowed. So the Brisa goes good according to Rabbi Yosi also. But then the Brisa, then the Al Mishnah says, "B'chol yom hoisakveda v'yom kala." The whole year round, the shovel the Kohen used to use to take the coals inside was a heavy shovel. On Yom Kippur was a very light one. Again, to make it easy for the Kohen Gadol not to have to work hard on Yom Kippur because he was fasting, he was weak. Torna was learned in a braisa, b'chol yom ha'isagal da'ovah. The whole year round, the sides of it was very thick of the shovel. V'ha'yom t'vei, on Yom Kippur rach, was a very thin shovel. And therefore, it didn't weigh too much to make it easy for the Kohen Gadol. B'chol yom ha'isag tzora v'yom arucha. The whole year round, the handle was a short handle. So even though it's harder to carry that way, but it was strong the whole year. V'ayom on Yom Kippur, it was arucha, the handle was a long one. My time, why was the handle of the shovel long? Kadesh teizroyash for Kohen Gadol m'sayosot, to make it easier for him to carry it. If you have a long handle, you can like leverage it, put it underneath your arm. You hold the handle here, and the long handle is underneath your arm, you can hold, it's easier to hold it up. So on Yom Kippur, we try to make it as easy as possible for the Kohen Gadol. Right, huh? Tana, we learned in the Brice like this. B'chol yoyim lo'hoyelo nishtuk. So whole year round, there was no, like Rashi says, taboys. There was no rings on this shovel. V'hayoyim on Yom Kippur, though, hoyelo nishtuk. It had rings on the shovel. Divrei ben Askan. That's what ben Askan held. So Rashi says, why do they have to have these rings for? Tabas v'reisha, shemekashkesh, or mashmir kolo. Made noises that we would know when the Kohen Gadol was going with Nayel of Nim. Mishum v'nishma kolo b'voyle. The pasuk says, we should hear his voice when he goes in. So therefore, there used to be some ringing on the shovel itself. That's why the shovel had rings on it. Right. B'chol yoyim ha'yizov ha'yorek. The whole year round, the golden shovel was like a green or yellowish gold. On Yom Kippur, though, is like a reddish gold, the Mishnah said. So Amar Rav Chisda, Shiva Zahavim Haim. There are 7 different types of gold. Zahav, there's one gold, that's pure gold, regular gold. Zahav Toiv, it's a better gold. Uzahav Eifer, a better gold that comes from Eifer. Uzahav Mufat, a better gold that even looks like pearls. Uzahav Shochet, a gold that's very thin, you can make into threads. Uzahav Sogur, a gold that's closed up. We'll soon see the Morris says what it means. It means when you sell this type of the gold, all other golds have to close up their shop, because this is a better gold than all the other ones. Huzav Purim. And a gold that looks like the red of the blood of a par. We'll soon see. Gemara says, Zahav, that's Poshet, regular gold. Huzav Toiv, what's the right? Is it good gold? Is Tiv. Huzav Oretzi, Toiv, was the good gold. Zav Oifer, what does that mean? The Osim Yoifer, the gold comes from Oifer. Zav Mupas, what does Zav Mupas mean? Shedoyme Alapaz. It's doyme to a pearl. That's what type of a gold it is. It's a very chash of a gold. It looks like a pearl. It's very good gold.